This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Airline travel is picking up again, but many airlines are still losing money at an astonishing pace. United lost $247 million in its latest quarter. Delta's quarterly losses were the worst in its history, and the airline is now telling its pilots it needs $1 billion in concessions. U.S. Airways emerged from bankruptcy last year, but the company says unless it can restructure and win additional wage concessions from its employees, it will have to file for Chapter 11 again. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
U.S. Airways announced last week plans to dismantle its Pittsburgh hub. The airline says it will cancel a third of its flights there by the fall. And even more surprising to many in the industry is a bold plan by U.S. Airways to transform itself from being a traditional hub-and-spoke carrier with most flights originating from a few key cities into a point-to-point airline more like Southwest or JetBlue. Jack Steffen is a spokesman with the Airline Pilots Association.
Clearly something has to be done. If the current plan isn't working, you just can't keep running that same play over and over again, and all the parties agree that something has to be done.
But even after several rounds of cost-cutting, U.S. Airways still has among the highest labor costs in the industry. And it's far from clear the airline will be able to carry out such a radical transformation.
Ultimately, no one has ever tried this before. It's very uncertain whether it'll succeed or not.
Richard Abulafia is an airline industry analyst with the Teal Group. He says further complicating things is the fact the airline will probably be forced to cut more jobs and is seeking an additional $800 million in concessions from its labor unions on top of two previous givebacks.
There's a lot of intransigence, and just because the pilots might or the flight attendants might doesn't mean the machinists will. If a key union like the machinists are going to remain intransigent, they're going to have a very hard time getting the kind of low costs you associate with the low-cost carriers.
And many of the old-line airlines face another disadvantage, huge unfunded pension liabilities. U.S. Airways managed to convince the government agency that insures private pension plans to take over its plan, and United may be hoping for the same outcome. United recently stopped making required payments to its employee pension plans. Again, Richard Abulafia.
United could conceivably get that sort of arrangement, too. To a certain extent, it depends on what the government allows them to do. Because given the fact that these airlines are just basically struggling to survive and treading water, paying their incredibly huge unfunded pension is almost a complete non-starter right now.
United's machinist union has gone to court in an effort to force the airline to resume pension contributions. And the government has also raised concerns about the airline's decision. If United were permitted to walk away from its pension obligations, it could leave the government's pension insurance agency on the hook for billions of dollars. Ray Neidel is an analyst with Blaylock & Partners. He says the airline, which has twice been turned down for government loan guarantees, is in a tough spot.
You have to remember, pensions are sacred to employees. They're counting on them. And if you did modify them in a negative way, you're going to get the ill will of your employees. And this is a service business. You need their goodwill if you're going to have good service and attract the revenues you need to survive.
There have been some signs of progress in the airline industry. The nation's largest airline, American, actually posted a small profit for its latest quarter, as did U.S. Airways. Though in the case of U.S. Airways, the airline is on track to post large losses for the year. And analysts say if fuel prices stay high, that could be enough to drive more of the airlines into bankruptcy. Fuel is the airline's second biggest expense after labor. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.